This is the Wikipedia page for Colorado Springs nightclub shooting. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Bernardo, KSN, reminding everyone to subscribe.
That's right, subscribe so that you can stay up to date every week with the WikiListen current events.
Yeah, this is where you should get all your news.
We are your only trustable news source.
Wow. Good grief. Shall we get started?
Please, let's get started. Colorado Springs nightclub shooting. For other shootings in Colorado Springs, see Colorado Springs shooting disambiguation. A request that this article title be changed to 2022 Colorado Springs nightclub shooting is under discussion. Please do not move this article until the discussion is closed. On November 19th to 20th, 2022, a mass shooting occurred at Club Q, an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, United States. 5 people were killed and 25 others were injured, 19 of them by gunfire. The suspect, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, was also injured and taken to a local hospital.
Jerk.
Yep.
Background. Club Q opened in 2002 and was for a time the only LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs, Colorado, the state's second most populous city with a population of just under 500,000. A 2021 article by Denver-based magazine 5280 noted the club to be a place where LGBTQ folks went for drag performances, dance parties, and drinks. The shooting occurred on the eve of the Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Shooting. According to the police chief, the shooting began when the gunman entered Club Q while a dance party was being held. Wearing body armor and wielding an AR-15 style rifle, he immediately began shooting at people while moving further into the building. Many survivors at first mistook the gunfire for being part of the music, until the gunfire continued and patrons saw the muzzle flash. Multiple people sheltered behind the bar and in dressing rooms while others stayed low to the ground.
Minutes into the shooting, a club patron identified as U.S. Army veteran Richard M. Fierro charged across the room and tackled the gunman to the ground, causing his rifle to fall out of reach. Fierro then grabbed a handgun from the attacker's hand and used it to hit him repeatedly in the head. Fierro was assisted by other patrons, including Thomas James, who moved the rifle away to safety, and a trans woman who used her high heels to stomp on the gunman. Whoa! Nice. Who helped disable and hold Aldrich down until the authorities arrived. Fierro estimated the shooter's weight at 300 pounds. What?
Damn. Police received an initial call for service regarding the shooting at 11:56 p.m. on November 19th, with the first officer being dispatched a minute later. The first responding officer arriving in the area at 12 midnight and arrested the suspect 2 minutes later. A total of 39 patrol officers from all 4 divisions of the Colorado Springs Police Department, along with 34 firefighters and 11 ambulances, responded to the scene. The suspect was in custody within about 5 minutes after the first 911 call. After the shooting stopped, many were at first reluctant to leave from hiding spots as they were unsure if the shooter was reloading or had been stopped. Fierro, who had been covered in blood, was placed in police custody in a squad car for over an hour before he was cleared of suspicion and released.
The injured were transported to 3 hospitals, 7 to Penrose Hospital, 10 to Memorial Hospital Central, and 2 to Memorial Hospital North. Some ambulances had to transport up to 3 patients at a time, and a few police cruisers had to transport victims as well.
I didn't know ambulances could transport multiple people.
I don't think they were meant to.
Ah, Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while you process the trauma that you just heard.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. And now, back to the story, which is grim. But I am so happy that the guy, what was his name? Richard M. Fierro was there.
Me too. Victims. 5 people were killed and 25 were injured in the shooting, of which 19 were by gunfire. One of the deceased victims, Daniel Aston, was bar supervisor at the nightclub. Another fatality, Raymond Vance, was the boyfriend of Fierro's daughter.
As two of the victims were transgender, the spokesman for GLAAD reached out to the police department ahead of its planned news conference on the victims and was assured that respectful language would be used. During the press conference, when law enforcement identified the deceased victims, the department spokeswoman, Pamela Castro, made a point to state that the department respected all community members and that they would be identifying the deceased by the names they and their loved ones use. Castro then read the names of the deceased victims and included their pronouns.
Aftermath. A vigil was held on November 20th, with standing room only, at the All Souls Unitarian Church, which was also attended by several members of the City Council. Additional memorials and events were held throughout the week, which promoted spaces for people to gather and donate. Donation drives were up shortly after the shooting from both local organizations and GoFundMe fundraisers for the victims and their families.
Accused. The suspect was identified as Anderson Lee Aldrich, born Nicholas F. Brink, 2000, a 22-year-old resident of Colorado Springs, as well as the grandson of outgoing California State Assembly member Randy Vopel of the Republican Party. On June 18, 2021, Aldrich, then 21, was arrested after his mother reported him to have issued a bomb threat against her. Aldrich did not surrender initially, and in the resulting standoff, neighboring homes had to be evacuated. However, no charges were pursued in the case, which was sealed. There is also no record that the police or relatives attempted to trigger the Colorado Red Flag Law, which would have allowed for the seizure of any weapons and ammo that the individual had in their possession.
What?
I didn't know that was a law, a red flag law. Wow.
So this person, a young 20-something who fits the demographic of a mass shooter, made a bomb threat and nobody triggered this law.
True.
That's messed up.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Legal proceedings. After the shooting, Aldrich was charged with 10 felony counts, 5 counts of murder, and 5 counts of committing a bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury. It was reported that an El Paso County judge authorized the sealing of the suspect's arrest records, stating that the public release of the documents could jeopardize the ongoing investigation.
Responses. The club said on social media that customers subdued the gunman, that it was, quote, devastated by this senseless attack on our community, and that it offered condolences to the victims and their families. President Joe Biden stated, well, no motive in this attack is yet clear. We know that the LGBTQ plus community has been subjected to horrific hate violence in recent years, man.
The El Paso County government said, we are deeply saddened by the senseless shooting that occurred early this morning in Colorado Springs at Club Q and sent condolences to support victims' families. Governor Jared Polis, the nation's first openly gay governor, said, we are eternally grateful for the brave individuals who blocked the gunman, likely saving lives in the process. After issuing a statement about the shooting in which she offered her prayers to those affected and called for the lawless violence to end, Lauren Boebert, Republican Colorado, was criticized by some Democratic politicians who highlighted her hypocrisy from past comments that were reportedly anti-LGBTQ while blocking gun control laws.
During the American Music Awards held the day after the shooting, awardee Dove Cameron highlighted the queer community and visibility during her acceptance speech, where she dedicated her award to the queer community at large. Presenter Wayne Brady also offered his condolences to the victims and their families while calling for an end to gun violence.
And that's it.
That is it. I am so happy that the crowd was able to act and subdue this guy. And I just am sad that this type of thing happens in the world all the time.
All the time. This has been the Wikipedia page for Colorado Springs nightclub shooting. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really does help us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your depressing news articles.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, please let us know. We'll read it.